I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I have happy memories of evenings from my childhood in the 70s, when the whole family gathered around the TV to watch reruns of the original Star Trek. I still harbor a nostalgic love of that 1960s vision of the deep future. Like my siblings and others in my generation who grew up watching the Starship Enterprise on its journey through space, I inherited the belief that the universe is unthinkably busy with life. 30 years later, I drew upon that same vision of space and the future in writing a book of poems called Life on Mars, which elegized my late father. The book also grieved something greedy and heedless that lives and thrives in human culture. Writing that book, I came to understand what true sci-fi aficionados have probably always known, that science fiction as a genre is concerned with the future not because it's mysterious and unknown, but rather because we have a dark inkling of where we as a species might already be heading. It's no accident most sci-fi is bleak. We know ourselves. We know what we're up to, and deep down, we know we ought to do better. I remember when it used to plague me that I might miss a phone call from someone with whom I desperately wanted to speak. I remember listening to the phone ring and wondering if I should answer, not knowing who it was trying to make contact. Now we move through our days doing things that seemed once like a distant fantasy. FaceTime, Siri and Alexa at our beck and call. How much closer have these small things brought us to the future of Beam Me Up, Scotty, and Skin of Our Teeth Escapes from worlds we have no business setting foot on? How much closer have we come to the version of ourselves as cosmic prisoners or terrible overlords? And is there all that much difference between the two? Today's poem is The End of Science Fiction by Liesl Mueller. This is not fantasy. This is our life. We are the characters who have invaded the moon, who cannot stop their computers. We are the gods who can unmake the world in 7 days. Both hands are stopped at noon. We are beginning to live forever in lightweight aluminum bodies with numbers stamped on our backs. We dial our words like Muzak. We hear each other through water. The genre is dead. Invent something new. Invent a man and a woman naked in a garden. Invent a child that will save the world, a man who carries his father out of a burning city. Invent a spool of thread that leads a hero to safety. Invent an island on which he abandons the woman who saved his life with no loss of sleep over his betrayal. Invent us as we were, before our bodies glittered and we stopped bleeding. Invent a shepherd who kills a giant, a girl who grows into a tree, a woman who refuses to turn her back on the past and is changed to salt. A boy who steals his brother's birthright and becomes the head of a nation. Invent real tears, hard love, slow-spoken ancient words, difficult as a child's first steps across a room. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media, in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
all over the country.
We need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.